Namaskar. The Central Bureau of Investigation has registered a case against Mr. Deepak Kochar, husband of Chanda Kochar. And interestingly, they have registered a case on him, on Mr. Dhoot, and some unknown names from ICICI Bank. Now, we'll figure out what these unknown names are. But before that, I would like to ask our business editor, Mr. Akhilesh Bhargav, Akhilesh, what is this story about? What is this entire Videocon, ICICI, Chanda Kochar, Deepak Kochar story?
You know, Sujit, we are in an era of major banking frauds and scams. So if public sector banks have it, private sector banks are also bound to have it. So here is an instance of a private sector bank being involved in a big way. The story goes, and this came from a whistleblower. The whistleblower is a shareholder of Videocon, as well as ICICI Bank. He writes a letter on 15th March 2016 to the Prime Minister and to the CBI Director alleging corrupt banking practices and unjust and illegal enrichment in a loan sanctioned by ICICI Bank to Videocon. He also builds a direct nexus between what he is alleging. What is he alleging? Videocon and Deepak Kochar, they floated a company together called New Power Renewables. This was in 2007-2008. They were 50-50 shareholders. And whenever ICICI gave loans to Videocon, Dhoot invested money in New Power Renewables. So the first is, loans were given to the tune of 3,250 crores by ICICI to Videocon. And coincidentally, whenever the loans were sanctioned, the Videocon group invested money in New Power Renewables.
Oh, so Akhilesh, the way it's going is, ICICI gives money to Videocon and Videocon gives money to Deepak Kochar and company, which is basically their joint partnership.
Yes, it's a strange and incriminating timing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Was there any other money that was given over and above this 300?
Oh, yes. He also mentions another one, which to me is a little more incriminating. ICICI Bank also gave a loan of 660 crores. It was a foreign loan given to a company of Videocon based in Cayman Islands. Cayman Islands is a tax haven, a completely opaque country where tax evaders open companies generally. So, ICICI Bank gives a loan of 660 crores through its international operations to a Videocon subsidiary in Cayman Islands. It is around this time that New Power Renewables received another investment from a Mauritius company, which was owned by a Cayman company, to the tune of 391 crores. So, another 660 crores and some round-tripping of money happens from Cayman to Mauritius and Mauritius into India, which the whistleblower said needs to be investigated. There is a connection between it. That was the gist of the allegation of corrupt banking practices and, of course, very apparent nepotism. The allegations are very clear and straight. Let me tell you further. The facts of the case have not been denied by Videocon or ICICI Bank. In other words, the loans were given, the investments were made.
This looks like a very open and shut case. Okay, what is the ICICI board trying to defend?
Oh, so interestingly, ICICI board held a meeting and they rallied and they gave total solidarity to its CEO, Ms. Chanda Kochar. Its chairman, M.K. Sharma, was briefing the press after the board meeting day before yesterday. And he said that we have full faith in Chanda Kochar. She had made complete disclosures. There was no conflict of interest. And these are not individual responsibilities. It's a collective responsibility of sanctioning those kind of loans.
Oh, so the security guard in ICICI will be held responsible?
Probably, everybody. It's a collective responsibility.
Okay.
And there is collective responsibility. And because she had made all disclosure and we were all aware of it, she was not even recused from attending that board meeting where Videocon was sanctioned loans. So the board gives her a completely clean chit. And based on that, they say we have full faith in Chanda Kochar.
But like a nationalized bank, private sector bank also is responsible to the people, especially it's
Oh, there is a Supreme Court judgment wherein they have said that the senior officers of a private sector correct. Bank are also public servants.
Correct.
And they can be tried under the Prevention of Corruption Act.
I was just going to refer that. Yes. So what are we talking about here? There has been a straight breach of procedures.
Yes.
This is illegal, what they have done. There is a conflict of interest, which is clearly seen here. What exactly are we still waiting for?
Well, the board has stood behind her. In my opinion, just because you call it collective responsibility, that doesn't make a shady transaction clean. The transaction was apparently not correct, especially when there is a direct nexus. They are trying to now, confuse the case in corporate technicalities, jargon and niceties. But let's talk from sheer common sense that a man in the streets would want to talk about. What is the common sense? They are not denying the investment. So the loan was given and the investment was made. They are not denying the timing of the investment. I mean, they can't deny it. It is there in black and white. They're also not denying, interestingly, which is not what I have told so far, is the investment made by, in the first investment of 64 crores, which was made in 2009 by Venugopal Dhoot's company in New Power Renewables, 64 crores, was finally sold for 9 lakhs to a trust owned by Deepak Kochar, whose beneficiaries are the Kochar family.
Oh.
Who sells an investment of 64 crores for 9 lakhs, that too, of a company whose valuation by Ernst & Young in March 2014 was 1,024 crores. So, investment made and also sold back. 64 crores sold for 9 lakhs. That is the exact lineage of the facts. And ICICI is in no position to deny it because they are there in black and white. Now, how do you say that, or how do you deny the allegation of the whistleblower that this was not a corrupt banking practice?
Absolutely, absolutely. And unfortunately, the next obvious question, and which is what I started this conversation with, the undisclosed name against whom the preliminary inquiry has been registered, this undisclosed name, will it have Chanda in it?
See, Sujit, as per the newspaper reports, the preliminary inquiry was registered a month ago. CBI has collected papers from ICICI. It has collected papers from Videocon. It must have collected all the ROC papers related to New Power Renewables because these transactions get reflected in those financial statements. And they have yet to name the unknown bank official. But as it progresses, I'm sure it will lead to the doorstep of all those who are claiming collective responsibility, and certainly the person who was the team leader, which is the managing director of the bank.
If I want to go back to this collective responsibility bit, then in that case, wouldn't Kingfisher mess will be a collective responsibility of every employee of Kingfisher?
And of every employee of the banks who lent money to Vijay Mallya.
Who lent money to Vijay Mallya. Likewise for Nirav Modi, likewise for Lalit Modi. It would be a collective responsibility. So everything will be, so what? When the entire lock, stock and barrel has to be put behind bars, or would the entire company be tried?
The other thing that, makes strange argument is that there was no conflict of interest. Your husband is getting investment from your borrower. How can there be no conflict of interest? So there was conflict of interest. Just because the board wants to repose faith in her, that's a different one. But don't let the truth get lost in technicalities. The fact is, money was given as a loan. Money was received. And interestingly, the money has become an NPA, by the way. So Videocon, entire debt is NPA. And ICICI is also going to take a major hit. Because the haircut potential in Videocon is 60%. So the bankers will write off 60%, get only 40%. So if you take the exposure of Videocon at 4,500 crores, 60% of that is a write-off.
It is very.
And the board is still wanting to repose faith. So we do not know which unknown officials will name. But it would be relevant to note, Sujit, that in the case of Gitanjali Jewels, you'll remember, SFIO had sent summons to Chanda Kochar and to Shikha Sharma to appear before them. Summons were given to them personally. We do not know what is the outcome of those summons, but summons had been given. I'm sure summons will go here also. And I'm sure, while I personally feel that the position of the MD of a bank in such a case becomes pretty untenable, but if one investigative agency has called, another one would also be calling. And that's what, by the way, M.K. Sharma said. M.K. Sharma said to the press, We have answered the investigative agencies suitably, but we will not disclose you the fact, that is to the press, because we think it is confidential. And after that, when the reporters had questions, he hurriedly called off the conference. Mm. So we really do not know what has been answered, but if it was so squeaky clean, you should have put it on paper.
Absolutely. Two questions here, Akhilesh. Do you think that actually arresting an MD of a bank, which was so blatantly defaulting the rules, is necessary, especially under the current circumstances where banking itself is going topsy-turvy?
Sujit, we are witnessing a scenario in Indian banking where a crisis takes place and the leaders are all missing. So, here is a crisis and there is nobody to take charge of the crisis, as we were saying the other day.
No, but here in this case, Akhilesh, it seems to be a collective crisis.
So, in that case, probably all the board of directors of ICICI would be the unknown bank officials.
Which should be, isn't it? If that's what they feel, that's the statement they made, they should be actually taking responsibility and they should be investigated for the same.
The reason that responsibility has to be fixed and action be taken is, I think this is a clear case of a corrupt banking practice. I think in such a situation, not just for moral reasons, but for legal reasons, the position of the MD becomes untenable. And just as in the case of SFIO, summons have gone, we do not know what action would follow. We are not in the business of predicting what action would take place. But in this case also, those unknown bank officials would be called. I think it would include certainly the spouse of Deepak Kochar. And action would follow.
So, Akhilesh, before I get into one more topic, which I'm very keen to ask you, you know, if you sum up this entire situation, Videocon takes money from ICICI Bank, who is headed by a lady called Chanda Kochar. Yes. Videocon takes money up to 4,500 crores. A lot of this money is parked with a company with Chanda Kochar's husband and Videocon are in partnership with. Most of these monies are parked there. The money goes kaput. Are they insolvent now? Or
Let me put it in a little differently. A loan is given.
Correct.
In the first instance, 64 crores is parked as capital in that company, which is finally transferred for a song, 9 lakhs, to a trust owned by Deepak Kochar. Mm. So the Kochar family becomes the beneficiary. That's the first part that takes place. And later on, the account has become NPA. So that doesn't get recovered. Interestingly, New Power Renewables is a loss-making entity.
And the money has been given. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, basically, again, what I'm trying to get at is, it's an open and shut case, Akhilesh.
I think so.
What are we even discussing? What inquiry are we talking about? Okay, my worry is, like in Nirav Modi's case, or like in Vijay Mallya's case, or like in Lalit Modi's case, or like in Choksi's case, this also is going to be another case which will be discussed, debated, inquiries after inquiries after inquiries after inquiries, and nothing is going to come out of it. Chanda Kochar will still remain the managing director of ICICI. She will still rule the roost. She will do all the changes that is required to cover up the mess. She may end up covering up it also. And of course, I'm sure a lot of other forces behind will help her to do that. Where are we heading? Are we really, really, really taking steps to correct our banking systems?
You know, Sujit, where we are heading is something like this. The Nirav Modi scam happens. What does the government do? They are not able to nab the offender. He's already run away anyway, any which ways. They only unleash some more laws. They only set up another authority. But nobody takes charge of the crisis and nobody is in a position to give a solution. Resultantly, no cure will take place. All that will take place is banking or any other activity on the banks will only become more compliance-oriented. A tick in the box.
For common man.
For common man.
Not for... Still, Deepak Kochar will get his loan.
Absolutely.
Still, Nirav Modi will get his loan. Certainly. It is for the common man. Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So, unless the top people are not disciplined, tamed, punished, prosecuted, you are not heading for a cure.
Absolutely. You believe that Chanda Kochar should be at least called for an investigation?
I think that's bound to happen. I think that's bound to happen.
Are you sure about that?
I would say so, because look at the case of Nirav Modi. SFIO did summon her.
Now the point is, that would have been my next part of question. I know I'm digressing from our topic, but I still wanted to talk to you about it. What happened to Choksi's case? What happened to Shikha Sharma? What happened to Chanda Kochar? Before that, also, Shikha Sharma and her Axis Bank was into some kind of a mess during the demonetization time. What happened to all of that? Is it all under the carpet? All brushed under the carpet?
Collective responsibility.
Oh, that too is collective responsibility. Okay.
As far as the Nirav Modi matter and these two ladies are concerned, ICICI Bank has an exposure of 1,000 crores on Gitanjali. Now, let's be clear, Sujit. 1,000 crore loan is a sanction by the board of directors. So, those loans were sanctioned by a team sitting with the MD as the captain of the team. How can you say that they are not responsible? So, SFIO rightly called them. As far as this case is concerned of New Power Renewables, it's a case of nepotism, favoritism, corruption, whatever you wish to name. But loan given, investment made, investment written off. I don't think there can be a more damning situation.
I hope that there is an arrest. I hope that the people involved are booked. I hope they are behind bars. But that's as far as hope is concerned. Reality, God knows, would be what. And I hope it is not another Nirav Modi, another Vijay Mallya case. Last question before I end this story. Our Prime Minister, who is also, incidentally, our chaukidar, is kind of failing to be not so good chaukidar. Based on that, do you think that because a lot of things have happened now, do you think that at least because of all the Nirav Modis and the Vijay Mallyas, that there will be some kind of action in this particular case to save his face 2019?
You know, the action should have, if you go by the law, the morality, the ethics, the action should have taken place long ago. We are probably in a situation where action is taken based on political conveniences.
Correct.
Now, I'm not a political analyst or an expert to say this will be the political reason why the action will be taken. But my common sense says action will be taken depending on political conveniences.
So, now since 2019 elections are around the corner, okay, it will be imperative for our Prime Minister, who incidentally also is a chaukidar, to take some kind of a call, some kind of a decision immediately.
I think so. Yeah. The public certainly will be very happy to know that action got taken, especially to people who even a common man would want to believe are the people responsible, however high their post be. So I think for political reasons, action would be required, if not for genuine banking, legal, moral or ethical reasons.
So Akhilesh, 4,500 crores. Given by a banker?
For an inducement.
For an inducement.
So the loan goes bad.
So the loan goes
so
bad.
So it turns NPA.
Correct.
And the investment made is also written off for a song.
Absolutely.
The beneficiary is the family of Deepak Kochar.
The family of Chanda Kochar, yeah. 4,500 crores gone. Anyway, I sincerely hope there's some action. For the sake of...
I hope there is action against all those who claim it was a collective responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because by saying that, you're shielding the prime accused.
Correct. And also the fact that there'll be some amount of trust that is reposed in the bank, absolutely, which we've almost lost.
Yes.
So, to end the program, we sincerely hope, the both of us hope, that there is some kind of an action that is taken against the head of ICICI Bank and all those people, like you rightly said, who's standing by her and say it's a collective responsibility. So there's a collective action taken against people from the ICICI Bank, because you know what? It's not their money. It's us. Namaskar.